sawing. Edward Black was an ordinary tailor in London. Friends and neighbors knew him as a modest, quiet man. He did not have a family, he led a sober life, and on the weekends he liked to walk in the park. His arrest was a surprise to everyone. Edward was accused of raping several children aged 8 to 12. The trial lasted for only a week because one of the victims was the judge's nephew. The judge was determined to give Black an extremely hard punishment. With the permission of the judges, the relatives of his victims were allowed to come and see Edward in his cage. All of them could look Edward in the eye for the last time and express everything they wanted to say to him. If he had not been put in a cage, the people would have torn his body to shreds with their bare hands. Enraged visitors cursed and spat in his face. But the worst that he heard were the words of one woman. She told him that his execution will help him earn forgiveness. His soul will be clean from sin when his body is sawed into two halves. Edward Black was shaken from horror, imagining how a large saw would dig into his flesh and slowly tear the muscle fibers and bones. He was destined to feel the saw teeth in his body. Before the execution, Edward Black was begging for mercy, but the executioner who was entrusted to see him sawn in half was deaf to his pleas, for the executioner had children of his own.